One of the key words in this first reading, which is meant to help us grasp what our Lord is saying in the Gospel, is this phrase translated here. Whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent. Really, the word is more like gazed upon this bronze serpent. Now, why would you gaze on this bronze serpent? Why did the Lord say that the means of healing for their loud mouth, lack of trust, lack of faith, silly complaints, would be to look on this bronze serpent, mounted up on a standard, look at it, and see the result of your sin? That little bronze serpent stands for all these serpents who have bitten us and killed us, but I have to gaze on it. I have to get its message. And when I do that, I live. Now, that's the message. Gaze on that lifted up reality that portrays for us what it cost to get us out of sin, to give us back eternal life. And so we have this paragraph here, chapter 8. We're in the Feast of Sukkoth still. And he says, I'm going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. And so they think, oh, maybe he's going to kill himself. He says, look, you belong to what is below by your choice. I belong to what is above by my very nature. You belong to this world. Imagine belonging to this world. You live in this world, yeah, but belong to this world? I mean, is that it? This world, which is, and we see it now, you know, with a lot of its drives uncovered, and we really see the world. I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you, you will die in your sins. Now, if you do not believe that I am. Now Jesus makes this kind of phrase, again, we should pray for that. Something's going on across the street there, isn't it? That fire truck or ambulances. So pray for that, whatever that is. Thank you, Lord. Bless them. If it's someone hurt or sick, care for them. No, it's some kind of fire. They're all over there too. Alright, now back to our own work. You see. So they said to him, who are you? And one of the most enigmatic statements, sentences in John is right here. The way it's translated, you would not know that we're skating over very thin ice. The way it's translated, what I told you from the beginning. The text literally says, the beginning. But it's in the wrong case to be the, you don't need all this exactly, but you know what I mean, the nominative, you know, iarchi. But it's tinarkin. So I told you from the beginning. We won't go into all that, but because I want to go on. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. Now, this notion, the word is used in the text, if you don't mind a little Greek. You see, the word is ipsun. Well, for the Jews, especially the Greek-speaking Jews, they'd hear that word, they think right away, behold, my servant is exalted. The fourth servant song. But it's also the exaltation. Jesus' finest hour is on the cross. He is exalted. He is there, filled with love. I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. Now, the church takes that first reading from the book of Numbers to help us understand what the gospel is saying. If you look on the effect of your sin, that bronze serpent, or the Son of God, and you yield to what you see, you will live. You will live. There you see what it cost God to give us back eternal life. It cost that. That's why the church likes to have the corpus on the cross. The earliest crosses didn't have that necessarily. It was adorned with jewels, saying, look how glorious this cross is. And it is. But this helps us a little bit more. You gaze on that and you live. Now, how do you gaze on that? You sit down or kneel down, and in your mind, you look at the pierced heart of Christ. And there you will see that love between the Father and the Son that is at the very heart of who Jesus is. It's at the very heart of what he does. It's at the very heart of the mystery of the cross. But you've got to gaze. You've got to want to grasp this and look at this cross. Jesus, in an act of love, Hans von Balthasar, a great theologian, has this, his theology is a theology of beauty. The philosophers say everything is one, good, and beautiful. Von Balthasar says, the most beautiful thing in the world is the act of love in which Jesus died. That's the most beautiful thing. Gaze on it. Let the Holy Spirit pull you into it. Let the Holy Spirit pull you right into the heart of Christ, and there you will see this fire of love between the Father and the Son, which drives the whole passion process right to the act of love in which he died. So he says, you see, when you lift up the Son of Man and look at him, then you will realize that I am. I am God. I am. You know where that comes from. When Moses asked God's name, and God said, I am. That's my name. Then you will realize, Jesus is telling us, you will realize that I am. So it's an invitation to begin now. We have 10-12 days before Easter to begin now to really gaze on Jesus. See our sin. That's why he's there. But go deeper and see the love the love with which he took on our sin, saved us from it, to give us eternal life. That's when we really lift up the Son of Man. And that's when we really see that I am, that that's who he is. It's a promise.